Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. That was a little instrumental called Amanda Jewel, one of our own tunes from the album Bluegrass Rules. One of the great things about getting to play with a bunch of my best friends like Blue Highway, wasn't they great tonight? Man, they are such a great group. I'm really excited about that. They're a great young group. And also two of my oldest friends that I've known in this business for so long, Mr. Peter Rowan and Mr. Tony Rice. Give them a nice hand. Come on out, boys. Let's sing a song here. Yee-hoo!
Peter. Yeah.
Hey, you can get right over here if you want to, since you're going to be singing. Hey, Tony. Right here. Yeah. All right. We just couldn't be this close and not pick and sing one, Pete.
Right on.
Right on, baby.
Right on.
Well, you wrote a wonderful song, but you didn't get to record it. Did you leave the group, Pete? What was wrong with you? You silly boy, you.
Yeah, but you know the story. But I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, and in that band, Rick, you know, we had to drive the bus and book the dates and carry on. And we rode in a bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we'd leave the Grand Ole Opry after the show on a Saturday night and drive up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. We were stranded on the highway in northern Ohio, and when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. We listened a while, and he walked up to me and said, "Pete, listen good and don't forget it." And he sang this melody, and I put some words to it with him, and we wrote the song together called The Walls of Time.